Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutray back on the show. Chad is a longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM, they call themselves, and NAM.org is the website, and they put out an outstanding report every month, plus a bunch of other stuff, but their monthly report is awesome on the state of manufacturing. Ramon Ray, welcome back.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Chad Moutray.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back, Chad.
Yeah.
And, you know, the state of manufacturing, when you and I did this report the first quarter, you know, it was like off the charts. It was like small business sentiment. It was off the charts. And in a period of 90 days or less, it's off the charts again, but the wrong way, right?
I mean, you're seeing manufacturing optimism, not just in our survey, but a lot of others that are certainly the weakest since the Great Recession. And you're seeing a lot of numbers, especially in the services sector, not necessarily in manufacturing, but especially in the services sector, the worst ever, right? I mean, and I think we talked about this the last time I was on your show. You know, no business model really can cope with no revenue coming in. And that's especially the case of a lot of restaurants and leisure, hospitality kind of stuff. But even in manufacturing, you've seen supply chains disrupted, you know, overall demand's been kind of messed up. Businesses have had to close for a while or at least have limited operations, and that's really had a real impact, I think, on all many of the numbers.
And not just a reality of the drop off in business, but the shock coming from the velocity of this drop. I mean, this is literally an off the table event, isn't it? Over the edge event.
The numbers are just jaw dropping. I mean, when you look at the percentage decline in manufacturing production, or the fact we're going to have at least 20% unemployment rate, or we've had 38 million Americans file for unemployment insurance in the last 7-8 weeks. I mean, those are just
To go from essentially full employment to 20% unemployment in 3 months, that is, I mean, no wacko would have ever, you know, been on LSD and written a script like that, would they?
They wouldn't. I mean, the good news is that, at least in my view, we've already passed the trough, right? I think when you look,
we're almost through the wormhole. We're almost through the wormhole, aren't we?
Yeah. When you look at a lot of the data points, the worst of it was in the April time frame, late March, beginning of April, maybe a little bit into later April. But I think as you've gotten to some of the May data, it's clear that things are still bad, right? You still are declining in terms of overall activity, but we've started that gradual ascent up. And so that's a nice encouraging sign. So certainly with the stock market's reacting to, you see the stock market up the last couple of days. Is the sense that we're over the worst of it, right? And things are slowly going to start moving in the right direction.
Well, it reminds me where we are right now. Reminds me of a little bit of say January 2009. You know, in the fourth quarter of 2008, after the financial collapse, we were already in a recession before the collapse, but the collapse really was tantamount to this COVID attack on us. But for about a month, about a quarter there, we didn't know how bad things were going to get. We didn't know exactly what was going to happen. And by January, it looked like we kind of understood what was going on, and we could sort of imagine what was going to be coming at us and how we were going to deal with it. I kind of feel like we're in that stage right now. We flattened the curve. We can see what's going to be coming at us over the in the future. And that's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
I think people, yeah, I think people are getting a sense of, yes, it's still going to be a weaker economy than we had just two or three months ago. The unemployment rate is still going to be 10%, at least in my view, by the end of the year. So we're still going to have a really bad labor market.
Yeah.
But we also have passed the worst of it, and I think companies are starting to say, okay, now I can deal with this, right?
Well, and they're also starting to see what the new regular is going to be like, right? We're starting to see where opportunity might be, right? Last thoughts.
Yeah, and that was what you talked about in your previous segment, and I thought that was excellent. I think certainly in the manufacturing sector, everyone is trying to figure out what is that new normal look like, and I think that's really where much of the focus is right now in the sector of how do we get back to operating again in a way that's safe and maybe different than before, but still
a way to get us back to normal. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break right back with Chad Mutre. He's Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.